to be north-south runners, kicking it to the outside. Well done by Gettle as he takes a run that would have went nowhere. He bounces it to the outside, gets 5 yards, and brings up second down and manageable.
Second down, we'll call it 5 to go. T formation, Kine is under center. 3 men in the backfield working off the right hash, right to left across your radio. Kine hands it off to Tanner Foley, and he's tripped up in the backfield, and Julian Tenerife on the tackle, but we have a flag as the tackle was coming down, and it's going to be a horse collar, more than likely, against Harbor Beach, which will be an automatic first down. Oh, they're calling it a hold. It's a hold against USA. So forget the horse collar. Julian Tenerife fired up, brings a lot of energy to this defense for USA, for Harbor Beach. And this is going to push him back a ways, 10 yards, back to the 35-yard line.
I definitely did not see the hold on that play. I'm sure there was. However, it looked like to me Julian Tenerife making a great one-handed play to make the tackle, but apparently he was the guy being held, which is why he only had one hand to make the tackle. So when the foul is committed at the same time, the penalty goes on the offense. A big play here. Now second down and 15 for USA.
It's a handoff right up the middle. Macklin Gettle still on his feet. Breaks free of his first tackle and finally brought down past the original line of scrimmage to the 43-yard line. Brought down by Brett Dahlke, that defensive tackle for Harbor Beach. It's a 7-yard gain. And third down and 8 yards to go for USA.
And here's another opportunity for Harbor Beach's defense. Third down and 8. Maybe a short 9 coming up for USA. Again, this is 4-down territory all over the place for USA. So USA does not need it all on this play, but you can bet they're going to go for it on 4th down no matter what happens here on this play.
Same formation all night long, and it's a handoff to Tanner Full. Actually, Ryan Kine keeps it. He has the first down, lowers that shoulder into Harbor Beach territory, and finally brought down at the 41-yard line of Harbor Beach territory. It is a 16-yard gain when they only needed 8 and moved the chains for USA.
As, again, some misdirection on the play as Tanner Foley and Kine both had the ball at the same time, and Ryan Kine, seeing the opening, took the ball for himself, a little bit of a read option, and gets to the sideline, and there is no one there. Eventually, the defensive back and quarterback for Harbor Beach makes the tackle, Brady Kirsch.
First and 10 from the 42 of Harbor Beach, and Tanner Foley, nope, that would be Josh Lang on the carry out to the 40-yard line. Brett Dahlke swarms him up at the 40-yard line, and that is going to set up a second down and 8 from Harbor Beach's 40-yard line.
Brett Dahlke having a really nice game so far for Harbor Beach on defense, showing a lot of physicality on defense. He's been in on a lot of plays, leading this team in tackles.
He has 6 on the night, 20 seconds remain in the third quarter. More than likely the last play of this third quarter with a 6-point ball game, 28-22. USA with the ball and the lead. Second down and 8, Kine hands it off right up the middle. Josh Lang is going head-to-head with Cody Boynton of Harbor Beach. He forces his way forward for about 2 yards, maybe 3, out to the 37-yard line, and that is how the third quarter will end. It is a 6-point ball game entering the final 12 minutes. USA 28, Harbor Beach 22 on the WLEW Sports Network.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a friend.
Thank you for calling. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Please tell me your phone or account number. Hold for one moment.
Can I please talk to a human?
That's okay. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
Can I please talk to a human?
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10.
Can I please talk to a human?
Bear with me for one moment before I help you with that.
Maybe it's time for a new phone family.
Good morning, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Tell me, how does Sue like her new phone?
She's loving it. Just the other day, she was talking to her girlfriend.
Unplug the robot and bring your family into ours. Thumb Cellular, dedicated to one-on-one personal human connections.
Coming out of the gates to start this fourth quarter on third down and four, USA comes out quickly and marches up and gets across the 30-yard line all the way down to the 28-yard line. Tanner Foley on the carry out for, I would say, 6 yards. First and 10, marching further into Pirate territory. First and 10 from the 28.
Yeah, just again, a nice gain there for USA. Harbor Beach's defense here is bending, not breaking, but they need to come up with a big stop here. The last thing they want to do is let USA go up by two scores here in the fourth quarter.
11:35 left in the fourth, 28-22 USA by six. They are currently on offense as well. Josh Lang gets the pitch out to the right side and is brought down after the first down marker. It's going to be a 12-yard gain all the way down to the 17-yard line. Brady Kirsch finally goes low, and he trips him up as he leaps over him, but finally brought down. But not until after a new set of downs.
Well, you're starting to see USA adjust to Harbor Beach's defense. Harbor Beach has been pretty sound in the trenches on the line of scrimmage. You're seeing USA now bounce it to the outside, first with Kine to end the third quarter, and now you just seen Lang kick it to the outside for a nice gain.
T formation working off the right hash, first and 10. And it's a handoff to Tanner Foley up the gut. He has very close to the first down marker. He's all the way down to the 7 and brought down by Brady Kirsch once again as the old Pirate defense is starting to show up once again.
Now, it's not a good sign when you're deep safety playing center field. Brady Kirsch is making tackles. That obviously means big gains for the other team's offense. And that's another one right there as USA does seem to have a first down.
As the officials want to measure this one out.
Oh,
I believe they're being...
Let's just make sure.
They're being paid by the measurement tonight. With 10:58 left in the fourth quarter, USA 28, Harbor Beach 22. The Patriots start this drive with 5 minutes and 21 seconds left in the third quarter at their own 30-yard line. They're currently at the Harbor Beach 7-yard line, and they are short of the first down by a foot. So a 9-yard gain for Foley, who now has 80 yards in the night on 14 carries. 10:58 left in the fourth quarter. On a cold and blustery night in Harbor Beach, north winds at about 12 miles per hour. As the rain has seemed to have cleared, even though they're only calling for a 10% chance of rain this evening.
We got all 10% of,
yes,
that,
we did.
Of that chance of rain. We did.
Well, 10%, that means only 2 hours and 42 minutes. It's a handoff to Tanner Foley. Second effort, gets the first down. He's across the 5-yard line all the way down to the 3 for a 4-yard gain. And Robert Emming on the tackle. And it is now first and goal for USA. Harbor Beach's defense, hands on the hips.
Yeah, this is where the USA Patriots have the advantage. They are a little bit more physical on the offensive line. They've been winning the battle in the trenches. They've been getting up into the faces of the defensive tackles of Harbor Beach, and now you're starting to see these runs up the middle starting to become more successful for Foley and company.
And Tanner Foley gets the handoff, and he drags his defender into the end zone. Touchdown, USA. Tanner Foley in from 3 yards out, and now it's a 2-possession lead for the USA Patriots with 10:22 left in the fourth. It's USA 34, Harbor Beach 22, with and 2-point conversion still coming up.
Yeah, that's just power, Clark. They're just pushing the Harbor Beach defensive line back into their own end zone, and Tanner Foley takes advantage and slips into the end zone to extend the USA lead here in Harbor Beach.
And the 2-point conversion, it's a delayed handoff to Macklin Gettle, who gets all the way down, and he just gets the football across the end zone line. And the 2-point conversion is good. It's a 14-point lead for the USA Patriots. 36 for USA, 22 for Harbor Beach. 10:22 left in the fourth on the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. players. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling.